3. Well, with me now, I'm delighted to say, is David Wolfson, who's an anger management therapist. David, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Petri. Let me just check you can hear me okay.
Yes, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you loud and clear. I know you have a slight issue with your phone, but we'll try to rattle through. David, are you pleased to see that this kind of emotional abuse is being kind of upgraded, if you like?
It's a very tricky area, Petri. I'm not sure whether I would use the word pleased. I think what we're talking about here is awareness. Because when we get into areas of abuse, which, if you like, separate from the black and whiteness of obvious physical violence, I think the key is that abuse is about what the person experiences. It's an existential thing, if you like. So someone may experience an abuse internally, but it may not be an abuse that's visible necessarily to the outside world. So what we're talking about is a very subtle and undefined area, if you like, and I think it's something that has to be approached with great care.
But nonetheless, if you are in that situation with somebody who gradually begins to control you more and more and more, it can be equally abusive, even if it's only in tiny increments, which it usually is.
I would absolutely agree with that. I think that's absolutely correct. All I'm saying is to actually spot that and give it a shape and give it a name can be quite tricky. That's all, because it's not necessarily visible. It's like if you held a camera to that person's experience, you wouldn't see it on the outside.
The difficulty would be in proving this, would it?
Yes, because in a sense, how do I prove an experience that I'm having, and that experience is real. And I'm categorically saying that if someone is experiencing abuse, then that's wrong, and they have to do something with that. All I'm saying is, to get to the shape of it can be challenging, because from the outside, it may not look like abuse, but it still is abuse simply because that person's experiencing it. I think that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, it's bullying or abuse, isn't it, if you alter your behaviour so as not to incur the wrath of the person that you're closest to. Would that
be fair? I think that's absolutely right. And I think one of the other things I'd say is that abuse is any situation in where there's a power differential. Mm. And any kind of behaviour is imposed by one person on the other person. And the thing is, I think if you've mentioned that you have some of the experience of this, and what I would say to people who are listening is that probably each of us, even at the smallest level, will have some experience of abuse, even at the tiniest level, where maybe we've unwittingly just gone a little step too far in a power situation, or had the opposite. And so it's a very diverse and very, very complex area. And what I'm saying is, I'm talking about the bit that's away from the obvious, visible part. And if I could take as the simplest example, for example, it might be a male relative who insists on kissing a teenage girl every time he sees her. And he says, oh, I'm just kissing you, hello. The teenage girl may feel uncomfortable with that. Her experience is then in some small measure of abuse.
I do see what you mean, and I can understand that this would be very difficult for the police or the Crown Prosecution Service to proceed with, which is worrying. Let me ask you, as an anger management therapist, with the kind of abuse that I'm talking about, which is that so control, if you like, over another human being, would that be described as passive aggressive? It's still nonetheless an anger issue, but would it be described as passive aggressive?
I think that's in a sense mixing up two things, because in a sense passive aggressive behavior would be, in my understanding, is when I don't do something in order to be aggressive rather than I do something. So I'm not quite sure that I'd bring that into this arena. But abuse is certainly about control. It's certainly about where there's hierarchy, and when one person uses their excessive power, whether on the basis of gender, whether on the basis of rank in the company, on whatever basis, to exert influence inappropriately on another human being. And all I'm really saying is it's a very tricky area to legislate. And in a sense, I think if one's legislating about the processes, you can't legislate by example. There's this example, there's that example, and cover every human behavior. So I'm thinking, in a sense, to repeat myself, that I would ask two questions. Is there a power imbalance, number one, and is the person who's making the complaint experiencing the behavior of the other person as abusive? And if they're experiencing it as abusive, then there's something there that seriously needs to be looked at.
Is there an opportunity to change somebody's behavior, or is it best just to remove yourself from that relationship in its entirety?
I think, again, this not one answer, and I'm not wishing to avoid the question. If I'm thinking, for instance, again, of the parent-child relationship, for example, I want to kiss my child on the cheek every time I come home, she may not like it. The child's not going to remove herself from the relationship. I think that the challenge is for that person who's experiencing the abuse, however small, to be able to find their voice. Mm. And often what people who've experienced abuse do is they lose their voice and they internalize, if you like, the behavior, and they make it as something that they're doing wrong as opposed to the person who's imposing that behavior on them. In a work situation, in some situations, it's going to be possible to remove yourself. It may not always be possible to do that. So the question, again, is how do we support the person who's experiencing the abuse to create a boundary and to find their voice and to be able to say, I don't want, I don't like, I don't welcome this behaviour.
David, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed for joining me this afternoon. David Wilson there, who's an anger management therapist.